Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I wanted to talk about beauty. For all my life, I've been inspired by beauty. Not necessarily what you would call someone who has a pretty face or posts on social media and has to have it all photoshopped and corrected in an app or something. I'm talking about the beauty of the soul and the beauty of nature and the beauty of beingness, the beauty of heaven. There's such great beauty in this amazing universe. I mean, we can look at the stars through the Webb telescope and see this amazing, gosh, display of beauty, artwork, you know. I mean, the creator's art is amazing. Never fails to inspire me when I see a beautiful sunrise or a sunset or a flower up close. I love getting close to a flower and looking at that amazing structure of a flower, a blossom even, a blade of grass, the moon, the clouds. We are surrounded by this blissful beauty of creation. Now, we have to focus on getting things done and we have to make ourselves concentrate on what's at hand. So we often shut out the beauty of what's around us because we have to get things done. But then there are those who are poets, and there are those who are musicians, and there are those who are artists who would remind us. And I don't want to forget filmmakers, you know. There are those that are out there to remind us about the beauty that is present. And when we can do an experience and spend time appreciating the beauty, just appreciating how beautiful nature is, a tree is, we can then really be inspired. And inspiration is in spirit. So we can be in spirit. And beauty will do it. I find myself, if I'm listening to a beautiful piece of music, I'm really uplifted. It just touches my soul so deeply. If I see a rose and really take time to look at the intricacy of the patterns and the color and the smell, it's an amazing thing. If I'm looking at a piece of art, I can be inspired, you know, and actually without words in the art, know what that artist was trying to express. And poetry, the beauty of words put together, such a powerful, wonderful gift. So there's so much in life that we can experience if we're looking for beauty. Now, beauty, of course, is in the eyes of the beholder. So it can be some people are just loving the way they see people look. Some people love the way babies look. Some people love the way animals, horses, dogs, cats, bunnies look. You know, there's really beauty to be seen almost in every aspect of being. And sometimes it's looking close, like through a magnifying glass. And sometimes it's looking through a telescope and looking far into the universe. I just would like to invite you to take a little time and let yourself bathe in beauty. You can take a bath, a beauty bath. You can. You can take an energy bath, a color bath, a bath that brings that amazing energy of that beauty into your beingness. How do you do that? Well, like you do any meditation. You just relax and get still and take some deep breaths, just going inside. Breathing in, holding and going out and breathing out. Breathing in, holding and just letting every worry go. Let every thought just be like a cloud passing over the sky. And take a moment to surround yourself in the beauty of a white light that goes way, way, way up above you, to the right and left of you, to the front and back of you, and know that you're surrounded in this wonderful white light. And it's a protective, wonderful shield of white that brings in only the highest vibrations and blocks out any negative vibrations. And it's surrounded by a beautiful gold that is even further protective in its energy field. And now you can go deeper into your heart, to a place of beauty, to a place of peace, to a place of joy. Just allow yourself to go deep, 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 deep within. Go deeper still. And just be in that place of beauty within you. What does that look like to you? Is it a vision of heaven? Is it with your family? Is it with nature? Whatever it may be with, allow it to fill your beingness. Allow yourself to bathe in this beautiful energy, breathing it in and allowing it to completely fill your head and your eyes, your ears, your throat, your shoulders, your heart, your solar plexus, the base of your spine, and on out through your legs and out to your feet, through your arms, until all of you is bathed in this beautiful feeling of the lovely energy that is present here now. Feel that energy. Absorb that energy. Allow yourself to go into that place where spirit and that energy meet. There in your soul, be still, be quiet. Going from your soul to the connection of where that beauty and inspiration comes from, deep, deep, deep within. And there in that source of spirit, allow yourself to see the beauty of creation from the Creator's point of view. The unlimited power of inspiring creation. Feel how good that feels, just being here now, in this moment, with the beauty. Now we're going to allow that beauty to merge, the beauty of the highest merging with all of your beingness, your mind, your emotions, your body. And take a look from that higher point of view, how beautiful you are. All of the parts of your body, a reflection of that highest light and love. And come further and deeper into where you are right now. And feel yourself inspired with that wonderful appreciation for the gift of how beautiful life and you are. You are a beautiful child of God. And now come back, and I'm going to play for you a piece I wrote called See the Beauty, with music by Stephen Melillo. If you can see the beauty in the blossoming of a rose, and see the rays of morning light pouring through the trees in a thousand rainbows, if you can see the wind as it dances through the clouds, and the color of the sky that reaches up so high, if you can see the majesty of how nature works in harmony, all the elements of life together celebrating the blessings of light given freely by the earth, the air, and the seas, leading us on infinitely. And remember the music and all those harmonies and frequencies with such heavenly therapies, a symphony of sounds that lifts us to the soul so effortlessly. How can we not be grateful for this magnificent energy and bow to the creator of this limitless gift of being? And for just a moment, if you can see the exquisite beauty of this kingdom of being, the myriad rainbows that shine in this presence you bring, it's so divine. The miracle of this majesty, for just a moment, when we hear that love that sings such a rhapsody that appears in the sound of all the world's prayers that rise above the sorrow to find the mercy here. How much love does it really take to reach all those in need in the human race? We're all so busy with what we face. How can we find that beauty and that holy grace? And if we could see the beauty of the rainbows here and take that energy back as we wish to serve and be blessed with the courage and the nerve to find the strength in caring, to open up the power of love's door, and that loving kindness that can reach from heaven to our shores. And then we can merge with that higher place as we work together and bring about that destiny and our heart's true loving face. And if we can see that majesty and how nature works in harmony, all the elements of life that work together to celebrate the blessings given freely by the earth, the air, and the sea, we can maybe remember the symphony of sounds that lift us to the soul so effortlessly. And we can be grateful for the magnificent energy and bow the Creator for this limitless gift of being.